This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne. Good morning. Talks on North Korea's nuclear program resume today in Beijing. These are the first discussions since North Korea conducted an underground nuclear test in early October and the first since North Korea broke off the negotiations 13 months ago. The discussions involve diplomats from the United States, China, Japan, South Korea, and Russia, and a representative of the government in Pyongyang. Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill is representing the United States in Beijing. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you expect any kind of a breakthrough in this new round of talks?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. We just got going today. Certainly, as you point out, we haven't had any talks for 13 months, so our expectation would be to try to make up for some lost time. But it's not going to just depend on us. It'll depend on some of the other parties, namely the North Koreans.
Well, as we just said, 13 months ago, back September 2005, North Korea agreed in principle to abandon its nuclear weapons program in exchange for security guarantees and aid from the United States. Where does that agreement stand as of the beginning of these talks?
Well, actually, that agreement, the September 19th, 05 agreement, is very much our Bible in this. And what we're looking to do in this session and sessions beyond this is to begin the laborious process of actually implementing that agreement. One of the things we need to do is kind of do a work plan on how we would implement various sections of that agreement. And then the other thing we'd like to do is take some elements of it and kind of front-load them and get something going in this session this week, just before Christmas.
North Korea has complained about what it sees as the hostile policy of the United States. It's demanding an end to U.S. financial restrictions. What does North Korea have to do to make this happen, as far as the United States is concerned?
Well, we've told the North Koreans we don't have a hostile policy to North Korea. We have a hostile policy to their policies, namely their nuclear policies. So if they want an end to hostile policies to their policies, they ought to change their policies, namely get out of the nuclear business. We are prepared to negotiate in a phased way how we would take some measures in response to their measures. But at the end of the day, they have to make a very fundamental decision. They have to think about some policies that they've been pursuing for 40 years, namely making nuclear weapons, and stop doing it. And once they've made that fundamental decision to stop doing this sort of thing, we can work out in a phased way how we can take some measures that will help them, et cetera.
The U.S. is meeting directly with North Korea today, I believe. What will those bilateral talks be about?
Well, actually, this is a day of plenary sessions, and these are sessions where you sit in an enormous room with five other delegations and listen to mind-numbing speeches. So I've just gone through that, and the hope is that now we'll begin the bilateral process. I spoke bilaterally with our South Korean allies. I've spoken to our Japanese allies. Expect to see the Chinese shortly and probably the North Koreans soon after that.
What do you expect to get out of that would be different than with all six nations?
Well, we have always been prepared to talk to the North Koreans bilaterally in the six parties. What we've not been prepared to do is to junk this multilateral process and just go to a bilateral process. And the reason is that we want other countries to take responsibility for their security in the region, namely China. And so I think the fact that China has been so closely with us in recent months, voting along with us in the UN to have these two sanctions resolutions, is a testimony to the success of the six-party process. So we're going to keep this process. Now, certainly, as a practical matter, you have to sit there face-to-face and deal with the North Koreans. We will certainly do that in the next few days. And what I want to see from the North Koreans is a willingness to get on with their task of implementing their elements of the September agreement.
These talks are open-ended with North Korea. Are you going to get home for Christmas?
Well, boy, I think I'd be a pretty unpopular person with this delegation if we didn't get people home for Christmas. So we've certainly told the Chinese that our expectation is to get this done this week.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill is representing the United States in Beijing at the resumption of six-party talks on North Korea's nuclear program.